This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Let's get into this conversation now with Joe Mhlanga, political commentator, as we look at the GNU and how it just seems to be unfolding now, especially every day. It seems we are hearing more and more political parties that are joining this government of national unity. Joe, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Tsego. Good morning to our listeners at our FM.
So, you know, I often watch you speak on Russia Today, and you speak about, you know, various issues as a political commentator, of course. And I wanted then to get your understanding of the government of national unity and your take as well as to how many political parties have now joined, 10 in total.
Yeah, it is very interesting to see parties slowly joining in, even those who are opposing. But we must also remember that this is the time where we started to actually see that politicians or politics, it's not an ideal system to govern the people on the basis of people being told to vote. But at this point in time, the votes are not really counting. It's not about what people voted for. It's something else that now is coming as a surprise to so many people. So some political parties are saying they cannot now stay out of this because in the next 5 years, they cannot sustain themselves as political parties. So they have to join this so that it's basically for their political survivors. It's not the mandate of the people that they gave them when they voted for them into the office. Yeah, so that's the situation.
Could this be seen, you know, I was having a conversation at around 20 past 8 or so with Dr. Joseph Mhlaba, and, you know, he was speaking also about selfish interests, you know. Could it also be seen as that, where they are not listening to the mandate of the people, instead they are doing things for their own selfish gain?
Yes, and majority of these people, hence I was saying that we're starting to see politicians for exactly who they are at this point in time. Some are not necessarily listening to what the mandate was saying to them. Some, they don't even understand that if a certain group of people vote for you, what does it mean? As soon as people are in the political office through their parties, now you start to hear words like, I'm in charge, you know, without understanding that people made you to be in charge. People made you to be in the position where you are at. And there is a accountability that needs to be considered in that. So he is right when he said it has become selfish, no longer about the people. Hence, I'm saying we need to question, is this electoral systems, is these systems that are introduced to us, especially in Africa, these systems are introduced by the colonial masters. Now we have to follow the script and what they have set for us. Now, if you look at this GNU thing, you look at the elections, you look at the vote counting, you look at the IEC, but you'll question one thing. Who wrote this? Who came up with this system? Why are we here? How did we get here? How can we get out of this? What other options for people to get the service delivery? Unemployment, healthcare, education. Education meaning a curriculum that is relevant to the people, not the curriculum that will teach us about something else. When you're in the workplace, you're doing something else. So the interests of the people are not really addressed through this political system. It's been 30 years, certain things have not been changed. But we were promised that it will change through these so-called democratic promises.
Joe, I wonder how then do you foresee the GNU unfolding? Especially because, you know, we are seeing more political parties joining, but with more political parties joining, they're also calling for their own things, right, for their own issues and matters to also that they are raising other matters as they join the GNU. Just for an example, the UDM saying that they would like for the MK and EFF's manifestos to form part of the GNU. How would that even work? Would it actually make sense at all?
Firstly, let's look at how other countries, you know, now we need to deal with this Western democracies like to play with words. GNU is still a coalition, you know, mm-hmm. it's a different definition. But we need to look at the historical background of this joint government systems that doesn't really seem to work. For example, in the city where you are, you have seen a lot of changes in terms of the mayors because of these collisions. You might remember that when Angela Merkel was the Chancellor of Germany, there was a time where they spent almost a month without a government because the collision government collapsed. The other part felt that certain things were done differently. It's not what they agreed upon, and they pull out, and then the whole thing stopped. So other parties that are joining, like I said before, are joining for their own selfish reasons, also for their own CVs, also to address their own hunger issues. In most cases, these joint governments don't really seem to work. When they don't really seem to work, but nobody is asking that question again. Who came up with the system? Who drafted? Who came up with these laws that this is what it should be done once this does not get there? We must also remember, Sinuki Zikalala came out early last year. He said DA is going to be a suitable partner for their coalition government. How did he know that? It's going to be a collision. How did he know the ANC is going to drop? That it's also leaving you with a lot of questions there. I am telling you that this is not going to last because before the sunrise, there's already issues that the DA is feeling that the ANC did not understand the document. Figile did not read the document. On the other side, it looks like with their low votes, they want to dictate how this should happen. And then it goes back to my sentiments to say, who came up with this black and white paper that says things are supposed to be governed that way? That seemed to be giving the DA more power than all the other parties and all the other votes that have been done. People casted their votes with the hope that majority, this, that, that's how it's going to happen. But it looks like the DA has more power. And also, you must remember that the DA will be gunning for deputy president for one reason, the business. They want to run the business because you look at the things that they do. They're now talking to FBI, they're talking to Blinken. So that tells you that their policies are not going to be championing anything to do with South Africans. They don't care about what would be happening here. They want to secure for the elite, for the business. Therefore, the ANC, on the other hand, people are feeling very much betrayed. So even in the DA, some white people are feeling betrayed to say, we voted for DA. We didn't want anything to do with the ANC. And on the extreme left, some of the old people are saying, we're voting for the ANC. We don't want to go back and deal with the DA. But these two parties are coming together, betraying their own people. So with the pressure, with the nitty-gritties, with the reading of this agreement, and with the demands of the positions in the government, because all these parties want strategic positions in the government, will that answer the question of service delivery on our people? One party could not pull it to do the service delivery. So imagine if you have the whole cocktail in one pot wanting to run the government with their own selfish ideas and their reasonings for them wanting to come to the government. So we are going to see a lot of, we always say, let's buy popcorn and sit and watch the movie. It's not going to go as planned. because you have different parties with different opinion, with different policies, with different interests. That's how it's going to play out. Also, I must, on my last line, I must indicate that when it comes to the foreign policy, this is going to compromise this country in a bad way.
I then wonder what happens with political parties that will not be part of this GNU, Joe. They become the opposition, but they have to also find a way to work together.
This will usher a way for the political parties that, even though, for example, you talk about Herman Mashaba and the EFF, if they are sitting in the benches in the opposition, they will have to get along, because they will have to have a common interest in challenging what all these other guys will be doing in their agreements of this so-called GNU. So I foresee a strong political opposition in this government. But also, because they also have different interests, because they also have their own agendas that they want to deal with, it will look like they all have a common enemy. But once they get into the position of where they want, then everyone go in their own way. But it's going to be very interesting on how this, remember, this will be the first time to have black political parties as opposition in South Africa. So this will be the first time. So what the DA enjoyed in shaming and screaming and embarrassing and doing this and that, it's gone. Now they're sitting in the position of the government. So we will see a strong opposition, though the divide will come. But in the public, it won't be seen as if these guys are divided, because they will be fighting one group of people while they're sitting on the other side. But I worry about the service delivery for ordinary people who actually voted for all these people.
On X, Khomotso says, but Tsego, I slightly disagree with your guest. It's not a matter of starting to see. This is the game of politics. And I go back to the quality of the voter, because people were wooed and now they're upset when politicians politic and do what they do. And, you know, I suppose she is right as well in that, Joe, that, you know, the people were wooed. They voted in a certain direction, but still people were wooed because they believed or they heard what they were told, isn't it, by the political parties, and hope that the political parties would still represent them in the best way possible?
No amount of politics that will really, really solve the problem of the people. That is a fact. And when somebody's talking of the quality of the voters follow. When the democratic system, when it was introduced, it was never educated. It was never put out to the people to be educated about it. People were told that if you vote for somebody or if you vote for a political party, your life will change immediately. That's what the general public will always think. I mean, you'll hear, especially in the Eastern Cape, they say we voted, but things are still the same. Because it's what people are being told. You vote for us, we'll change. You vote for us. There was once a slogan by the ANC, jobs for all, houses for all of those things. Did that happen? No, it didn't happen. So we have to learn. But if we keep on saying it's politicking, no, at some point we have to face the reality. What you tell the people, you need to deliver. At least Cyril told people of Alexandria, said he's going to build a million houses. He never delivered. And Figile went into the media and stumbled. He could not answer of what Cyril had promised. He had to deny. That's what we call it politicking, when you try to spin things that you've promised to the public. So what are we saying when we say quality of voters? People don't really know. For example, even this GNU thing, it turns out that some people that were given, they didn't even read, they don't understand how it works. That's why now it's in the deadlock. It's going to have problems. So what we are saying, the accountability from this, and who's going to take the credit after all these things that have been happening. ANC being the leader, they'll say, we did it. And then the smaller part will say, we did it. The other person, but when things go wrong, then we will start to see the cracks. Because everyone will pass the buck to say, no, it was not me, it was not me.
Mm.
So in the next 5 years, what is going to be happening? Now, understand that voters are feeling betrayed at this point in time. On the MK side, they're not sure. We said these guys, they must go, but they are waiting. They are addressing us. We're not sure what's happening. In the ANC, is selling us out. The other guys said they were ready to go to the office. Helen Zille said, no, these guys can't come. Gaetan McKenzie is supposed to come. So there's a lot of confusion. This is the first time in South Africa after the elections, everyone else is confused. They don't know what those elections meant actually as it stands. So that's why there's a lot of talks, there's a lot of confusion on what is actually happening with this GNU thing that was introduced in 1994 because Mandela told us that we're trying to reconcile. Now, are we still trying to reconcile 30 years later? That's where the problem is.
Well, Joe, we'll of course wait and see as to how things unfold with this government of national unity. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Joe Mhlanga, political commentator, speaking to us there about the GNU as more political parties join. As you've heard, Rise Mzansi joining, Al Jamaa joining, UDM joining. Who else, Nkosukana? Who else do you think is going to join now?
You and I. You and I.
Not too sure about that, right?
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.